WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One person is dead and another is on the run. Bryan Police is investigating a single vehicle crash that occurred just before 2 a.m. near the intersection of Coulter Drive and East William Joel Bryan. According to the BPD news release, a pickup traveling north on Coulter left the roadway and struck a tree. The driver of the truck fled the scene before police arrived. One passenger was found dead at the scene. The College Station School Board is holding a special meeting Friday at noon to revisit last month's votes on changing high school attendance boundaries and who will be grandfathered when the changes start in the 2019-2020 school year. The special meeting is the result of board member Michael Schaefer requesting to reconsider the April 19th vote to not grandfather eighth graders. Schaefer was one of two board members who voted to include eighth graders. CSISD board policy allows agenda items to be included by only one board member. According to a statement released by Board President Jeff Harris, the decision was made to hold a special meeting this Friday instead of waiting until the next regularly scheduled meeting on May 15th. The agenda for Friday's special meeting does not include an opportunity for public comment. 6 years after BTU Electric customers started having their consumption measured by smart meters, the technology is coming to customers of College Station utilities. The City Council at its last meeting approved spending more than $9 million to switch 42,000 electric meters and spend $600,000 a year on operations and maintenance. There will be no electric rate increase since funding for the capital project began 3 years ago. Installation will begin in the summer of 2019. The Council decided against spending $12 million to convert 27,000 water meters to the radio-controlled system. Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman reminded the council that would require a third increase in water rates in a two-year period.
We would have to have a 10 to 12% additional rate increase to implement AMI. You know, we've already got 6% that's programmed to start in July. That's already been approved by y'all in the budget process. We have another 10% water rate increase that's scheduled to happen in 2020.
College Station's water department has resumed the process of replacing worn-out mechanical meters that have been underreporting consumption with meters that can be adapted to the new technology. The city also had to replace at least 2,000 water meters with mechanical units due to manufacturing defects. Smart meters are also coming to most electric customers who live outside of Brazos County. That's part of a two-year and nearly $2 billion plan of work by Energy Texas. What Energy calls advanced metering will come to approximately 450,000 customers in 27 counties in its Texas service area. With a hotter-than-average summer anticipated, the operator of the state's electric grid, ERCOT, is gearing up for a possible record-breaking season.
ERCOT anticipates the summer's peak demand to break the record set in August of 2016 by about 1,600 megawatts. It says while there is sufficient generation capacity, there aren't as many coal units as in years past to handle excess capacity due to the retirements of coal units earlier this year. Manager of Resource Adequacy Pete Wernken says this can have an impact on electric bills this summer.
We do expect the market to respond to our scarcity conditions, and it's a, you know, good bet to expect that they're going to be looking at summer conditions and then make their decisions appropriately.
Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
One of the coal-fired plants that shut down was Gibbons Creek in Grimes County, but the city of Bryan and other members of the plant ownership group reported last fall Gibbons Creek would be available to produce power this summer. College Station Utilities and BTU were honored this week by the American Public Power Association. CSU reported both received the top designation for providing reliable and safe electric service. It's the fifth time College Station Utilities has received the Diamond ranking, one of only two public power companies in Texas to achieve 98% of the program's criteria. A shortage of funding for mental health services was among the messages from remarks by two speakers after a proclamation was presented by Brazos County and the Twin Cities for May's Mental Health Awareness Month. Dr. Carly McCord is the clinical director of Texas A&M's telehealth clinic, which has five offices in the Brazos Valley.
You may not know that we're here and that we're offering free services in your community. That's the good news. And the bad news is the Medicaid waiver funding is ending in its current form. I'm no longer being funded to serve the community.
Julie Overstreet, who is the outreach director for NAMI Brazos Valley, told commissioners the local shortage of mental health professionals is almost five times greater than the national average. NAMI has its largest fundraiser of the year later this month. More information about the May 24th luncheon is online at namibv.org. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
What? Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Mowing season is here and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance, your local independent insurance agency in College Station in Navasota. It seems more and more insurance companies would have you believe that buying insurance is as simple as buying a book online. They want to make the process all about price and convenience. I think I am like most. I like a low price and I love convenience. But when you're talking about a product that is designed to protect you from financial devastation, there is absolutely more to consider. I believe everyone needs advice and counseling from someone who understands the products and your unique situation thoroughly. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly what we do, and you won't pay any extra for our services. In fact, because we represent multiple insurance companies and can shop for the best pricing, I have found that most clients actually pay less when they come to us. So give us a call today at 694-1555, visit us on the web at wegibson.com, or at either of our locations in College Station or Navasota. As always, we appreciate your business.
812, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. And now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Bermuda high in the Atlantic will help continue pulling moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and pushing it across the region, keeping us under clouds today. Maybe a little bit of patchy fog this morning. There may be a stray shower. It's going to be breezy, around 85 today. Clouds breezy tonight with a chance for a shower, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow. There's still that chance of a shower, 85. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms Friday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We just started a new feature. Was it this week, last week, Movies with Kate?
Yeah.
Where Kate and Chelsea talk about movies. And
now we have the movie expert of them all in
Gary,
studio.
Gary Blair's here this morning, women's basketball coach, national championship basketball coach, Hall of Fame coach, and moviegoer.
I'd love to see the movies because I do not want to sit at home and just watch game film all night or watch TV all night, but I like to take off and go to the movies.
All right, now do you have Netflix? Are you a Netflix guy?
I've got Netflix, but every now and then, like, I like Stranger Things.
Okay.
And a couple of the others, but most of it, I'm on the go so much, and I leave the office late, and so sometimes if I can run, catch a 7 o'clock movie, mm-hmm. I run in there, avoid the advertisements, get my snack pack, my kids pack. That's all you adults need to have is the snack pack for $5.40.
Okay, now, what's your favorite movie candy?
Movie candy? Oh, that goes back in the old days.
It's been a while, right?
Uh-huh. When they used to have the sugar daddies and the little Necco things that looked like quarters. and the
See,
dots.
He and Turbyville.
Oh, he likes the Neckos.
He and Turbyville go crazy over Neckos.
Those that chalk, yeah.
If you go to that new candy store over there behind Porter's over there.
Yeah, Hey Sugar.
Square,
yeah, Hey Sugar.
It's got all the old stuff.
All right, nothing wrong with that. So if I ask you to name three of your favorite movies, what comes to mind?
I go back to a lot of the Clint Eastwood movies, but then I go to Guns of Navarone.
Oh, yeah.
I go to Good Will Hunting. The one with, the prison guy. I can't think of the name.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Zach helped you out with that.
Boom.
There you go. Hey, listen, you're going to be excited about the Queen Theater that's opening up.
Yes.
They're going to have one movie. It's going to play for one night. That's it. Then they'll have a different movie every night. It's going to be, they're going to do war movies and cowboy movies and romance movies, and it's going to be fun. So
I think Downtown Bryan is just coming alive, and I think people need to realize there's another town. I love College Station, but I live in Bryan,
And
I go downtown and go to Wine and Corked a lot, or Casa Rod, or the Proud Monkey, cheese sandwich, and I like a lot of things that's happening downtown Bryan.
It's kind of fun. Hey, let's talk about what's going on this weekend. It's Coach Blair Charities. You're having a dinner and a golf tournament. Tell us a little about it.
Well, Thursday night, May the 3rd, at the Expo Center, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, we have a silent and live auction. Everything is for Coach Blair Charities, which really benefits Special Olympics. But I'm able to donate to some other charities, and particularly for the Fun for It All Park that's going to be built not too far from right here, your radio station.
Yep.
And we're hoping the first phase can get started this summer on that. So a good chunk of our money that we raise goes for that, and that's for all special needs kids, not just Special Olympians, special needs kids and their families. There's an ideal one in San Antone that's already built that we're trying to copy how they did some things and the grant writing that they had to do. But Thursday night, I'll have about 700 to 800 people there.
Great.
$10. All the catfish that Tap at Outback can cook.
Okay.
There'll be some chicken for you ladies that don't like catfish. Right. Just ask them for the chicken. And then there will be all the refreshments. Jack Hilliard's donating all the beer. Luke Ruffino and Locker. We got distilleries, Enchanted Rock. We've got plenty of iced tea for me, unsweet, of course.
Of course.
And you've got the Coca-Cola products that are all going to be there. And it's going to be a fun evening. But to get a chance to see the Special Olympians dance.
Okay.
Okay, now they dance, I think it's Shirley's Dance Studio,
mm-hmm.
and they'll come out and do a couple of dances. We'll have somebody talk about the Fun for It All part, and then the district rep for Special Olympics, and then we always have two of our own Special Olympians here in town get up and tell their story.
Yep. And you're going to have items for a silent auction and live auction going on too?
We've got something for everyone. If you want to spend $10 to $25 on a silent auction item, or if you want to come up to $5,000, we've got that in silent. We've got some live auction items that are tremendous. Congressman Bill Flores has donated up by Telluride his home up there for a weekend up there. We've got an RV for a 10-day rental.
Wow.
Okay, 10 days of driving an RV around this state, or just say if you're out of town, use it for two home football games.
Okay.
And of course, the capper is get a chance to go on the charter plane with my basketball team.
Yeah.
So you choose the conference game you'd like to go to, and then come ride with us, dine with us, and win with us when we go on the road.
Yep. And a little golf, too.
A little bit of golf on Friday. We will have 59 teams play Friday morning and afternoon, and then I've got two of them that are going to play Thursday afternoon. And I've got a lot of A&M celebrities that are going to be in, former football players and everything. And R.C. Slocum, he's always a hit. Everybody wants him on his team because
sure.
he can putt. And then we've got a lot of the pros around here at Miramont, at Pebble Creek, and then our pros at Tradition that lend a hand. So come on out, get involved. Even if you do not golf, the party Thursday night is for all the citizens of Bryan College Station, not just the golfers.
So you can participate. Go to the website. It's CoachBlairCharities.org, and ought to be a good weekend. Hope the weather works for you, and as always, it's a great cause.
Well, thank you, and let's get to a movie someday.
Yeah, we'll do that. Gary Blair.
Aggieland HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
What? Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. John Deere 3-Family 4x4 tractors offer great features and options like AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, quick park loader, iMatch quick hitch, 6-year powertrain warranty, and the surprisingly affordable starting price of only $139 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Apple's tax break on its overseas profits is turning into a big boon for its shareholders. The iPhone maker is raising its quarterly dividend by 16% to 73 cents a share and matching its largest boost since Apple restored the payment in 2012. Apple will also spend $100 billion more buying back its shares. The announcement marks the first time Apple has provided a glimpse at how shareholders will benefit from an overhaul of the U.S. tax code. Apple shares up 3% in pre-market trading. T-Mobile CEO and executive discussed results from the nation's capital yesterday, a sign of the company's main job over the coming months, convinced government officials its merger with Sprint is in the national interest. They visited the FCC and say they look forward to meeting DOJ lawyers in the coming days. Meanwhile, T-Mobile added customers across its business in the latest quarter and raised its subscriber growth target. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
823, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Allergies? Are you an allergy person?
Nope.
Not bad, no.
Comes and goes. Yeah, this year I happen to have a problem. I think it was grass pollen. I haven't had a problem with allergies in a long, long time. But, you know, it was whatever direction the winds blow in, stuff comes in. So here are the worst cities for allergies in 2018 from the Allergy and Asthma Foundation. Number 6 is Providence, Rhode Island. Number 5 is San Antonio. Then comes Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, Louisville, and number one is McAllen, Texas.
Really?
I don't know why that is. El Paso's in there at number 13.
By the Man, way. So just kind of the southern spots, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and then again, because you get a chance because you got a lot of moisture out there.
Yeah, and the valley.
So do we want to talk power or do we want to talk naps?
Naps.
Could do like a power nap.
Are we gonna talk the mayo and peanut butter sandwiches?
Oh yeah.
We've totally forgot.
No, you reminded me.
Yeah.
Now,
so
Chelsea, were you a part of this?
I was the filmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I videoed it.
All right, so what's the background? All right, what's our background?
So
here?
Yesterday we were talking we had a caller call in and say that when they were young, their father used to make them peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Right.
And I had never heard of that, but had you heard of that, Scott?
No, had never.
Okay,
no, had
the three neither. Of us, Me the neither. Three of us hadn't heard about it. And no. Scott's been around for a long time.
That's right.
And then we started getting texts in from folks and even more calls about weird stuff that they've eaten. And mayo and peanut butter seem to be something a lot of people have had. They've tried. So I thought, well, what better way to figure it out than to do it?
Sure.
So I went home and I grabbed some mayonnaise and some peanut butter and some bread. And I came back and... Chelsea videoed. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/1620WTAW, and we've got a video on there. Actually, I'll do that link one more time, facebook.com/WTAW1620.
Ah, okay.
You can go to our Facebook page, and we took a video, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
I didn't try it.
And then I'm about to throw the thing away, and Catnip from Candy 95 comes swooping in like he just flew in from nowhere.
Like a hungry bird.
And, and I'm like, anybody want any? And then I'm about to throw it away. He goes, no, I'll have it. I'll have it.
He, really? He apparently eats it. Or
on purpose.
Like, yeah.
Really?
But I think it started in the 30s
Did he say that his is better than this one? Or, I mean.
Well, I asked if I had put enough mayo on there because I didn't taste a whole heck of a lot of the mayo. And he was like, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah. And then,
you also used crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah. And we were told on Facebook not to use crunchy, that
well,
smooth
you,
is
hey,
the way to go.
It's what you got. We didn't score any free peanut butter, so we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Technically, Zach did get free peanut butter.
Yeah.
From Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin brought in some peanut butter
because
the other morning.
He bought an entire jar of crunchy and didn't realize it was crunchy.
Oh, okay.
And then didn't like crunchy.
But the thing is, Kevin gave me the jar of peanut butter, and there were like two or three scoops gone.
Well,
so he's like, I think I'll give this a shot. Nope, I'm good.
So, what's the purpose? I mean, what does mayonnaise add to the peanut butter?
Right.
I think it started in the 30s during the Depression when people didn't have a lot to eat.
Okay.
And so they would add weird things to sandwiches. Like I saw, you know, Googling and stuff, a peanut butter and raw onion sandwich.
Yeah.
And then
I guess peanut butter does make everything taste better.
I guess
but
yeah.
why
possible.
Not just eat a peanut butter sandwich?
Right.
Just to change it up, I had some friends that said that their grandparents used to make them peanut butter and dill pickle sandwiches.
Yeah, a guy called in, I think, about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, someone did
Which
text in about
actually
that.
Doesn't sound that bad. Like, I would be much more willing to eat that
well,
than I would.
Well, you got a little crunch factor there.
Yeah, then I would mayo and...
Yeah,
and then we had somebody actually text in with a picture... Yesterday, Oreos, double stuffed Oreos, the stuffing, put it in a bugle and eat it.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what a bugle is, Scott?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Had, the little corn.
Yeah, I've had like an original bugle is not a bad snack.
That just seems like a lot of work.
It does.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Well, but you know, but then you don't end up with black crumbs in your teeth, too.
Right, but you what know. Do you do with the cookies?
Yeah, well, you give them to kids. Hey, kids, here, have a cookie.
Well, there's no
Don't
there's no
take
stuffing
candy
in here.
From a stranger. Yeah. Just take an Oreo cookie without the stuffing.
That is literally sounds like the worst thing someone could do is give you an Oreo cookie with no stuffing.
Yeah. Well,
I licked it all off. Here you go.
Well, no, I don't know about that, but that's nothing but lard and sugar.
Mm.
I mean, it's lard. Yeah, I know. But when you say it like that, oh, it sounds a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but I guess we haven't really defined it. I understand why they did it. I just don't, and I see where onions or pickles could add something to the
Right, I think
butter.
It's the peanut butter and the mayo. It's like kind of the same consistency.
It is, yeah.
And it's just all mushy.
Okay. Now, I did see somebody have some pretzels.
Ooh.
Pretzels and peanut butter on a sandwich. Well, I would do that.
Oh, on a sandwich. Yeah. Well, we've talked about the peanut butter filled pretzels.
Well, you get those. Have you gotten those smash down pretzels? I forget what those things are called.
The smash down
pretzels. They come down in a, they come in, I don't know, they're in this snack aisle.
Like pretzel thins.
That's it.
Yeah.
Pretzel
thins.
Yeah. Or pretzel chips.
Which is amazing. I don't know why it took that
so
long for them
good.
To come up with that.
They are so good.
And yeah, pretty much anything will work on that except for dog poop. But I mean, you could do that. You could use that to scoop peanut butter. That would work out.
Yeah,
oh,
sounds
now
real
I'm
healthy.
About dog poop, gross.
All right, 29.
The thing about smartphones is that they've gotten expensive, very expensive. And the numbers from Apple and Samsung seem to say that consumers are finally getting fed up. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. Yesterday, Apple announced how its products sold during the first 3 months of 2018. As expected, overall company profits are up. Apple says that the iPhone X sold well, which is to say, just a little better than last year, but not quite what they forecast from the 10th anniversary iPhone. Meanwhile, over at Samsung, sales of the Galaxy S9 are the lowest they've ever been for a Galaxy phone, for the first time since 2004. Regardless of the brand, and even with the stunning new technology of today's smartphones, customers are no longer lining up to buy them. It's very possible that the world is ready for a low-cost budget smartphone, one that's not dependent on the latest technology, and one that won't break the bank. I'm Kim Commando. When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. You need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television? Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing. Try Kim's Club today at club.commando.com. Remember, seniors, military, and service personnel get a special discount. Go now to club.commando.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast. We'll talk about it, too, coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The intersection of Coulter Drive and William Joel Bryan is closed for about 5 hours this morning after a single vehicle crash left one person dead. According to the Bryan Police news release, the driver of the pickup truck that left the roadway and struck a tree fled the scene before officers arrived. A passenger was found dead at the scene. The crash occurred just before 2 a.m. Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD. 42,000 electric meters owned by College Station Utilities will be switched to remote-controlled smart meters. The more than $9 million conversion and $600,000 annual cost of operations was approved at the last city council meeting. Because funding for the capital project began in 2015, there will be no electric rate increase. However, the council did not pull the trigger on converting 27,000 water meters because the only way to pay for the $12 million expense was increasing water rates a third time over a two-year period. Interim Deputy City Manager Dave Coleman reminded the council the replacement of 5,000 water meters that were underreporting consumption was delayed by a year and a half due to manufacturing defects. But Councilman James Benham was surprised to hear Coleman say 2,000 of the underreporting water meters were replaced with mechanical meters that cannot be converted to the new technology.
We still wanted to go back and replace the meters that are underreporting so we can get the revenue up where it should be.
Because we're giving away water, yes.
Exactly.
So we proceeded with a replacement project during that year and a half, and now we're going to have to rip all of those out because the ones that we put in the last year and a half have to be completely ripped out.
Yes.
Yes.
The conversion of College Station Utilities electric meters is expected to start in the summer of 2019 and take 3 years to complete. It only takes one College Station school board member to place an item on an upcoming meeting agenda. Michael Schaefer, who was one of two board members voting to grandfather eighth graders when new high school boundaries take effect the year after next, has asked to revisit that issue. Instead of waiting until the board's next regularly scheduled meeting in 2 weeks, grandfathering and the new boundaries will be brought up during a special meeting this Friday at noon. In a statement released by the CSISD Central Office, Board President Jeff Harris called the special meeting as soon as possible so students and their families can make the best possible decisions moving forward. The agenda for Friday's special meeting does not include an opportunity for public comment. May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. One of the two recipients of a recent proclamation issued by the Brazos County and the Twin Cities was the clinical director of the Texas A&M Telehealth Clinic, Dr. Carly McCord.
I'm busting my tail on sustainability and building continuing education courses for licensed professionals and trying to get the university to pick up my salary and all sorts of things to really make this a service. I want to be in all seven counties. I want to serve the Brazos Valley, and I want to do it for a long time, and I want to do it really well.
Telehealth clinics are available in Brazos, Leon, Madison, Grimes, and Washington counties. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 73 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley for 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Have you ever seen an artist's rendering of Noah's Ark? If you have, I can almost guarantee that it had multiple windows in it. For some reason, artists are rarely satisfied with just one window in the ark. Yet, when we read the pattern that was given by God to Noah, there was only one window, Genesis 6, 15 and 16. To his credit, Noah followed this pattern exactly. In Genesis 6, 22, we read, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Just as many artists are not satisfied with an ark with just one window, many men are not satisfied with a pattern that God has given for the church. At the BCS Church of Christ, we're striving to follow God's pattern exactly. We invite you to come and to follow this pattern with us. Our building is located at 11914 Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Malik. Your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference. Here are the numbers for you.
Southeast winds will continue to bring moisture into the region from the Gulf of Mexico. That means lots of clouds and breezy conditions today, maybe a stray shower. It'll be pretty close to 85 today. We may also see a little bit of patchy fog this morning. Clouds breezy tonight, chance of a stray shower, 70 to 75. Clouds breezy, a stray shower possible tomorrow, we're at 85. The outlook for Friday, cloudy with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:38 Wednesday. Time to talk to the mayors and Andrew Nelson here from the city of Bryan. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Late last week and then earlier this week, we talked about a new entity, the RMA, which is basically the idea that we're going to have mobility. We're going to have, I guess, can we call it a taxing entity? We can call it a unit within TxDOT, is that fair to say? And tell me a little bit about what you've had to do with RMA and its creation.
Well, I'm not an expert on Regional Mobility Authority. Yeah. And in fact, that's kind of where we are right now. We formed this this group of local leadership to look at our traffic problems within the Bryan College Station community. really throughout Brazos County, and that's the RMA would be a Brazos County level, a county level entity. And we really didn't talk about the RMA. We talked about the challenges and what options were out there. And in searching, the only sort of where do we go from here? What can we do to help with the billions of dollars of traffic infrastructure that really we probably need given our growth? That was the only thing that that appeared to be available. So what does it mean? I don't know. In fact, the last meeting that we had, they introduced the RMA and asked us to go around the room. And my feedback, which was not the only person to give the feedback, which is I'm not familiar with an RMA. I need our technical people at the city to weigh in, help educate me about what an RMA is. And I think what you saw at the last College Station Council meeting was the results of that, where they came and presented not only to Mayor Mooney and College Station, but also to the council about what an RMA is. So we haven't had that yet. Our staff is looking into it. But again, it's a state concept. You know, if we're going to add another bureaucratic organization, we need to get something out of it. The challenge we have, again, if you look at what we call the MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, mm-hmm. that is... you know, Bryan and College Station cooperate very nicely with A&M and the county on this MPO, but we're generally, from what I see, we seem to get $15, $20 million a year at most out of that organization. I mean, if you look at expanding Highway 6 to three lanes, you know, these are hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. Expanding University Drive, looking at expanding Villa Maria, William J. Bryan, the areas in Southeast Southwest College Station that were brought up in the presentation, all these are hundreds of millions of dollars to billions of dollars, $10 to $15 million a year that we'll never get the type of infrastructure that we need. So the question is, what's out there? RMA allows us to get access to state and federal funds so that we can get more help from outside our community. Part of the reason I love the growth of this community, I'm not complaining, but Texas is the fastest growing state in America. And, you know, the city of Bryan is one of the 10 fastest growing cities in the country. You know, Bryan College Station is a very fast growing community, and we're being asked to grow because the state is growing, and our education center of excellence here at Texas A&M University has expanded dramatically. It's a state need. So we really need state funds to help us meet the mission that the state is asking us to meet here in our community. And so that mechanism is one we're exploring, and I'm keeping an open mind. I know with the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the two cities cooperate very well. It's informal. Once you start talking about hundreds of millions of dollars and not $10 or $15 million, hopefully we can formalize that same type of cooperation that our technical staffs have done such a nice job between Bryan and College Station of really leading and showing how to cooperate on sharing those funds, sharing the projects. So these things are based on need for both cities, and both cities can get major projects done that help our one community.
Now, I know that one of the good things is that TxDOT has on their radar screen Highway 21 and State Highway 47. So folks will know next Wednesday, and that's out near the Relis site. Next Wednesday, TxDOT's going to have a kind of an informal presentation from 4:30 until 6:30 at the VFW, where TxDOT staff is going to talk about what they're going to do out there. And that has got to be a tremendous relief for the city to know that TxDOT has that on their map, that they are going to be doing some things out there from a road standpoint that should help when Relis opens.
Absolutely. I mean, you just mentioned two more highways that I didn't mention in the long list, right. And I could keep going on where our needs are. You know, Austin took the strategy that if we don't build roads, people will stop coming here. They'll realize that it's too congested and they won't come. Well, that didn't work.
No.
People are coming to Texas. This is a wonderful economy. It's a wonderful culture. The spirit of Texas is alive and strong, and that's a good thing. But people are going to come here, and you know, we complain about property values going up. It's a supply and demand. There is an intense demand for land in Texas because people are coming here. That means our values go up. That means our traffic goes up. That means our infrastructure needs go up. We've already seen what happens in Austin. If you put your head in the sand and just say we're not going to worry about it, and then the problem will go away. It doesn't go away. So, like I said, I'm keeping an open mind. We'll receive a presentation soon. I'm not sure the specific date because we haven't set it up on the agenda, but the The experts on regional mobility authority entities will do that. I think we can look to Tyler and some of the other markets that are not Houston or Dallas, mm-hmm. Fort Worth, to see as our peers and see how it's worked for them. And I look forward to evaluating that and okay. making a decision.
Let's flip-flop over to the other side of town now. Has the University Extension on the other side of Boonville, has that opened up yet? And where are we on that project as far as you can tell?
On...
Like out behind Christopher's, okay,
right.
Where they're building the apartment complexes.
Oh,
I got you.
I got you. Gosh, Boonville, I think, you know, it's kind of like Holloman or some of those things when you
right.
talk about that in College
Station.
Could be a lot of things. Where it's like it goes all over the town. So
right.
I'm with you. We are getting close to that, and that's with the new Oakmont development. It is not open yet, but it's getting close. And, I mean, there's an example also on traffic where you see places where we're growing in Bryan that are only a few minutes from the university. Rellis, if you drive from Rellis to A&M, it's only a few minutes from the university. So there are options. That's, you know, we're getting a lot done. That's a City of Bryan project, even though it is a state highway, that's being done by the City of Bryan with the development out there. And it's getting close, but it's not ready.
There's a joint project, and I don't know what the subdivision is. I know it's a Stylecraft project, but the City of Bryan, City of College Station, working together on it. It's 30 and Hardy Whedon Road. Can you tell me where we happen to be on that project?
Well,
and if not, I understand. That's pretty specific. That's pretty laser beam. But you would share with that?
Well, we have, the two cities work together in border areas to partner up about who's going to provide services. We've got some challenges on that. Over on the tradition side, on the west side, City of Bryan provides a lot of the infrastructure for the City of College Station, saved College Station several million dollars. The idea was also to have College Station do that for the City of Bryan over in that area. Having some challenges, you know, College Station's growing very fast. They've got a lot of infrastructure needs, and that's obviously a very important project to the City of Bryan. And we'll say College Station's working as hard as they can to honor their commitments.
This is a very political answer. That's all right. Finally,
hey, we're one community here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we're not here to, you know, we've got our challenges too. We're growing so fast in the City of Bryan. I mean, there are people who are probably complaining about us not getting things done quickly enough. But certainly, we are eager to see College Station be able to provide services out there so we can continue to grow. The infrastructure there is just like everywhere else. I mean, we're growing very fast. That's a new area, and you have to put new lines out there. It takes longer.
Sure. And finally, Friday is a special First Friday. The jewel of the downtown area, the Queen Theater, is reopening, and not a minute too soon. I think you get a city councilman back now. He'll actually be able to get some sleep and get some rest. Ben Hardiman's been working pretty hard on that.
Yeah, I want to take this opportunity to thank Councilman Hardiman. He has been working for years and years. I think since 8 years now we've mm-hmm. been working on this project. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a reflection of the City of Bryan. You had a delightful, amazing theater, opened in 1914, reopened in 1939 in an Art Deco style. Again, kind of became dilapidated. And then we decided, hey, let's, as a part of the revitalization of Bryan, let's become the symbol of Bryan. Mm-hmm. If you look at that crown, the crown and the neon and that vision is a symbol of Bryan. You look at my business card. I've got that on my business card as mayor of the City of Bryan. So it's important, and it's a symbol of the revitalization of the city as a whole.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's sure. First Friday. We'll have our grand opening there. Lots of things going on so please come. The doors will be open, and you can come and look at the theater. It is absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Councilman Hardiman. I want to thank the Carranza family who's been out there day and night working with Councilman Hardiman, mm-hmm. Stephanie Sale, Jim Singleton. I mean, there's hundreds of people, but the recent faces here, just want to thank them for all they do. We're going to have tours every 20 minutes, popcorn, drinks. The Aggieland Orchestra is going to be there. We'll be selling T-shirts, photo ops against the logo backdrop of the Queen, and got lots of historic photos in there. So please come out and see us.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the mayors on Wednesdays on WTAW.
The community interview heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
You've seen them outperform other mini excavators on the job site, and you've wondered how to pronounce its funny name. By the way, it's Yanmar, and ASAP Equipment is your only local Yanmar dealer. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been a name you can trust for compact construction equipment. Now, ASAP Equipment has the Yanmar mini excavators you need to withstand even the toughest working conditions. Call, click, or swing by ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road and request your Yanmar on-site demo today.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
10 Till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So it looks like it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's kind of gloomy, huh?
Yeah, but it's not cold.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah, it is. It's warm.
It's very warm.
But if you crank up the air conditioner, see, this would be a good nap day, right?
Right.
Okay. A daytime nap may sharpen your mind, but it also enhances false memories, according to a new study. Sleep is crucial for allowing the brain to clear out the overwhelming amount of information that we've gathered up during the day.
Yeah, my brain just can't handle it.
Now more than ever. Allowing us to focus and digest more information. However, a new study has found that a nap of an hour and 45 minutes?
Yep.
Woo-hoo, yep. Yeah.
Man, can lead you to misremember your experiences, even believing some things happened that didn't.
Maybe I want to forget some of my experiences.
Well, that could be that, too. The grogginess, akin to the effects seen from oversleeping at night. God, when was the last time I overslept at night?
Oh, yeah.
Our world, that's difficult to do.
Right.
Anyway, it partly affects the right side of the brain, which is responsible for imagination, creativity, and more fluid language networks. Okay? So when you sleep that much, you could actually create false memories.
Or just be really creative.
Could be that. You could just say that. If that happened, you can say, oh, I guess I slept too much.
I love
my
naps.
Nap was too long. Naps are okay.
They're good.
New study says loneliness has reached dangerous epidemic levels across U.S. America. With Generation Z.
But why, Scott? I have so many friends on social media.
Yeah. That's, you got to get out of the house.
Oh.
Generation Z ranking as the most isolated of any group. Cigna, the health insurance company, surveyed 20,000 U.S. Americans ages 18 and older and found that it's the youngest group, the 18 to 22s, who felt more left out than older generations, including seniors who are 72 and older.
That's because we don't care anymore.
Well,
we
maybe
want to be left alone.
Oh. Maybe.
Right?
No. That's it. We need to open a Generation Z center.
No.
If we're going to have a senior center, we could have a Generation Z center.
The College Station Senior and Z Center.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Gen Z had a loneliness score of 48 compared to a score of nearly 39 for people who were 72 and older. U.S. America's average loneliness scale or score is 44.
Okay.
You know, and I wouldn't think that would be a bad idea to get the young people and the older people together and have them do things together.
There is no doubt. Now, you know,
like
one of the
play board games.
Yeah, bridge the gap.
Board games.
I do love me some board games.
Have to explain to young people, Gen Zers, what a die is.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. It's got numbers on it, and you throw it, and a different number could come up. You know, seriously, one of the things that's so great about the Museum of the American GI is it does just that. It gives an opportunity to somebody who is from that era to take a younger person through and explain to them what it was like.
Yeah.
You know, what was World War II like? And mm-hmm. and they get some information. So that is a great way to interact in that way, shape, or form.
Sure.
But anyway, researchers say loneliness has the same... Oh, God.
Oh. Tell it. Right. Finish it. Uh-oh. Finish the line.
He didn't read it.
I didn't. Researchers say lonesomeness has the same impact on mortality as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Oh, wow.
That's wrong. It's 723 cigarettes a day. It's not 15.
So don't give up the cigs. Just don't be lonely.
That's right. Oh.
Loneliness is heartbreaking, though.
It is. Well, but, you know, look.
You don't like being lonely.
Emotions are a rainbow, okay? Sometimes there's a little blue in there, too. It's all right.
In some of that morning loneliness by listening to the Infomaniacs.
That's right.
Weekday mornings on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There. Or you can have a beer that George Washington made.
Okay.
Budweiser is debut. No. It's a recipe. Right. It's not that old.
I think it went a little skunky a while back. Yeah,
really. Budweiser is debuting a new patriotic beer that is based on the 261-year-old recipe from George Washington.
America.
Budweiser, let me redo that. Budweiser, which is not owned by an American company.
Oh, well.
Never mind. Debuting their new patriotic beer. Anyhow, for the summer, Budweiser is offering this limited edition Freedom Reserve Red Lager. Washington brewed his own beer and had his own special recipe. According to the New York Public Library, Washington hand-wrote an entry in his military journal titled, quote, "To Make Small Beer," end quote, back in 1757. So there you are. Now, they're not the first to do this. The Blue Point Brewing Company in New York did their colonial ale based on his recipe a couple of years ago. But nonetheless, there you go. There's another version of it from the Budweiser people. All right, so we told you about the job with Harley-Davidson, right, where they give you a bike and you drive around
America.
Oh,
yeah, the internship.
Right, and you do the internship and then just got to be able to do social media. Right,
media,
so if you're looking for a summer job, there are some other ones. WOW Airlines.
What?
WOW.
Okay.
Never heard of this before.
I'm lying. WOW.
All right, why don't you Google them and see where they fly.
What if they sounded like Owen Wilson?
Wow. They're offering the best summer job ever. It pays you to live in Iceland and travel Europe with your best friend.
Yeah, headquartered in Iceland.
Okay. I'm not thinking that the weather is very nice in Iceland.
Their plane is like purple fuchsia.
Oh, cool.
And
how fun is that?
In white letters, it says, WOW.
Iceland, but they've got those natural warm springs.
They do.
Like natural hot tubs.
That's right. Yeah. Now you can drink beer there. You didn't used to be able to, but now you
can.
Yeah,
the top story, this airline will pay you $4,000 a month to travel with your BFF.
Wow. Okay. So there's it. And now Days Inn is offering one lucky person the chance to travel the country and get paid to take sunset photos from the most scenic places in U.S. America. They're calling it a sunternship. Anyway, they'll pay one amateur photographer $10,000 to travel the country and snap sunset pics. The photos will be featured on the Days Inn website, social media accounts, and even framed and hung in the walls of their hotel.
Whoa.
Winner will spend a month traveling to sunny cities, and all the expenses will be paid by Days Inn.
Do you have to know how to take pictures?
No, you have to stay in a Days Inn. Yeah, I guess you probably do need to know how to take pictures.
I've stayed worse places.
I understand. May 20th is the deadline if you want to do that.
Okay.
Let's see. Top TV shows from last week. Number 8 was Blue Bloods. Number 7 was Mom. The Voice, American Idol, 60 Minutes. Your top 3 was The Voice, Young Sheldon, and Big Bang Theory.
Man, they just dominate.
They really do. And their actors get really, really rich, too. Hey, yeah. Bruce Springsteen getting closer to the EGOT. He has multiple Grammy Awards.
Okay.
Got an Academy Award for Streets of Philadelphia. Now a Tony Award for this Springsteen on Broadway.
Okay? Oh, yeah. You mean his concert?
Yep. That's 236 performances. Now, to get the EGOT, he needs an Emmy. And they figure if he'll do this, if he'll record Springsteen on Broadway and show it on TV, then he could probably win an Emmy. Anyhow, Tony's will be handed out June the 10th, Radio City Music Hall, Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles, CBS.
I saw that the Tonys, it was like Mean Girls and SpongeBob on Broadway
knocking
got a ton of nominations.
Two classics. SpongeBob turned 19, by the way.
Wow.
Yep.
It's that old.
That's what it said.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, and apparently John Legend wrote a lot of the music for that musical.
Well, he needs the money.
Yeah.
USA Network has picked up a country music competition series called Real Country. It'll be hosted by Shania Twain and Jake Owen. Various solo acts and duos and groups. 8 episodes. It'll premiere on USA this fall. And Facebook Watch has picked up a new docuseries called Help Us Get Married. A variety show that will feature 3 newly engaged couples that will use the Facebook community to help them plan their weddings. Oh, well.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll be a great idea. All right, we're back tomorrow. Bryan Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 9 o'clock.